protests on climate change. They were underwater, they were on top of mountains, they were in the biggest cities, in the farm fields. Hundreds of thousands of people came out and protest across the United States on climate change, the biggest outpouring of environmental activism on a single day since Earth Day in 1970. There was no organization, there was no money, there was three people who started that wave. So what can we do? With some of these examples underneath of us, some of this urgency and information swirling around in your head, I would bet that there's not a single person in this room who hasn't thought to themselves, I could do this. You know, I could talk to this person who's on the Canadian Jewish Congress. I could write a letter to Harper. I could organize in my community, like the amazing people who are here tonight from VTAC have been doing. We need more laughter. We need more conversations. We need more new ideas. And we need to organize.
Good evening. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And I am very sorry to be interrupting the program that you have been listening to, Canadian Voices. However, it is past 6:30 p.m., and alas, it is time for the monthly edition of And Sometimes Why.
Not in my head. They're under my bed. Got some trees, a river, and an old man's head under my bed. Someone said it was something sad. Now he's dead. Down.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
fun.
While
fun
cloaks itself in a plethora of disguises, its favorite mantle still remains
fun. Fun
devours all it touches, its voracious appetite rarely fulfilled. Yet
fun
doesn't only destroy, it creates and molds as well. Let's examine closely then this dangerously evil creation, this new breed. But a word of caution, handle it with care and don't drop your guard. This rapacious new breed prowls both alone and in packs, operating at any level, any time, anywhere, and with anybody. Who are they?
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
That's right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is the March edition of And Sometimes Why. I believe the only show on CITR lucky enough to be once a month. I am very lucky, that is. And you probably are too. So happy March 5th, everybody. And seeing as how it's only 3 days away until International Women's Day on March 8th, this show is going to even more fully embrace the music created by women. It's not going to sound much different to you probably, since most of the stuff I do play on my regular shows are by women anyway, but this is, I'm just going to be more exclusive. So I'm here until 8 o'clock tonight. If you would like to call in and say hello or make a request, you may do so. The number is 604-822-2487. And actually what I'm going to do for the first half of the show maybe is I've collected some really great old compilations of stuff from the early 90s. Lots of, some Riot Girl type stuff, very lo-fi, fun. Perhaps you'll remember some of these groups and compilations. They're fairly obscure, at least the compilations are. And I hardly ever listen to them or play them anymore, so I thought this was a good chance to do it because they're all pretty cool ladies and great songs. So I started off the show with Helium from the soundtrack to the indie film Half Cocked, which probably very few of you have seen. I think I've seen it, but it wasn't that memorable, although the soundtrack is amazing. And it's on Matador Records, released in 1995, and that song was Magic Box. And I might also play another Helium song later in this pack, because I realized that they had such great songs in their early days. So hopefully you like Mary Timoney. Anyway, starting off the next set. Oh, and it seems like a lot of these songs are either West Coast or East Coast, which I guess probably defines that lo-fi indie movement back in the 90s. Coming up next is The Cat's Meow off of a Harriet Records compilation.
Watched you spin the globe, and when it stopped, you spun it once again, half as fast, in reverse. You said, let's go to where it lies. You've never liked the cold. Put down your case, close the drawer, and leave your clothes upon the floor.
Thank you. the bottles we have broke into the road is paved with diamonds from a thousand lost love tokens, and your logic just seems more clear.
You were listening to And Sometimes Why on CITR 101.9 FM. As I mentioned, this is an International Women's Day special type show. And you just heard, and what you're, these few sets that you're hearing now at the beginning of the show are golden oldies from the lo-fi indie days of the 90s. That was Freak Water from again, from the soundtrack to Half Cocked and the song Drunk Friend. And that was actually performed by Catherine Irwin of Freakwater. And that's live from the film. Amazing version. And before Freakwater was Tuscadero from the Wakefield compilation. It's a Teen Beat sampler. I think it's volume one. Teen Beat's put out many, many samplers since then. And the song was Holidays Are Hell. I totally disagree, and I'm very much looking forward to a holiday soon. But Tuscadero has the right to their own opinion, and that was a pretty rockin' song. I do recall seeing them at the Starfish Room, RIP, the venue, well, I guess the band too. Probably one of those many shows I saw back in the day when there were 20 people there. It was a good show, though. And before Tuscadero was The Heavenly Heavenly, really just heavenly, but they are heavenly, from a K Records compilation called Project Echo, and the song You Tore Me Down. And starting off the set was The Cat's Meow from Australia off of a compilation called The Long Secret on Harriet Records, which is out of Cambridge, Massachusetts, released in 1995. And other groups on this comp are The Mountain Goats, Sixth Sense and Natalie, which is a side project of, at the time, oh, I guess it was Telecraft, and Past 5000, which featured Patti Schmidt, who is now on CBC Radio, and Magnetic Fields, among other bands on here. So it's 6 minutes until 7. I will be here until 8, playing you the best in indie music by gals. So starting off the next set is Heavens to Betsy.
What is the color? T-shirts,
well-mannered cardigans,
pants, jackets, and underwear.
The Friends of CITR card scores you discounts at Antisocial, Berku's Angels, and Hits Boutique.
Uzbekistan Prints or Rajasthan Colors.
Support CITR Radio and pick up your card today.
You were listening to And Sometimes Why on CITR 101.9 FM. And you can't get much better a band name than Vomit Launch, can you? That was indeed Vomit Launch from a compilation, Teen Beat 50. It was a co-release with Teen Beat Records and Matador Records back in 1993, and that was the song Block of Wood. And as I did mention earlier, this is an International Women's Day special. And right now I'm playing a bunch of really old, well, relatively old, indie pop, lo-fi stuff. Before Vomit Launch and the Teen Beat 50 comp was Kicking Giant off of the Soluble Fish compilation. And it was released by Chemical Imbalance magazine and Homestead Records in Dutch East India Trading. I'm not sure if any of those are still around. And the cover drawing was by Jad Fair. And lots of pretty neat bands: Thinking Fillers, Union, Local 282, Sun City Girls, Sleepyhead, Unrest, Beat Happening, Barbara Manning. And the list goes on. So that song was Songbird. And actually, I just realized that the three, Kicking Giant and the two songs before that, were both duos. Very rockin' duos. And Kicking Giant was, of course, Rachel Carnes and Tae Won Yu. And I'm not really sure what Tae is doing these days. The last I knew, he had formed his band, The Tae Won Yu. And I think he's quite active as a photographer and artist, but I'm not really sure what else he's doing musically. And Rachel has been in many, many bands since Kicking Giant. That was just the beginning, including The Need, The King Cobra, and Twin, and probably many more that I don't know about. And before Kicking Giant was the duo The Spinanes off of a compilation Unnecessary Niceness, American imports from the 7-inch singles bins of the Rough Trade Shop. And the Spinanes song was Suffice off of, I believe, their first album on Imp Records, 1992. And I don't know what Rebecca Gates, the singer-songwriter from Spinanes, is doing. I know she relocated to Chicago, I think, and has done solo stuff, but I'm not really sure. And starting off the set was Heavens to Betsy from Kill Rock Stars compilation, just called Kill Rock Stars, and the song My Red Self. And it was part of the International Pop Underground Convention, which happened in August of 1991 in Olympia, Washington. So that was quite the West Coast set, in case you couldn't tell. I'm going to continue along with more oldies, starting off with Mecha Normal from the Yo-Yo Studios compilation Throw.
Yeah. Thank you, Jacques. You are dear. But now, listen. When the sun turns night to day, an orchestra begins to play. The hummingbird soon draws its bow to make a tune that's soft and low. While in the reeds, a feathered choir sounds like a sax or flute or lyre. Before the sun has risen high, away the music makers fly to gaily pursue their day and meet again at the Cha-Cha Cabaret. And here we are with you. It's lovely, truly. But you'll agree with me when I say there's nothing quite as lovely as when the Lurkers perform Leaving Texas.
Well, you can't have a show in honor of International Women's Day without playing some Kathleen Hanna. And that was La Tigre from their first album, self-titled, on Mr. Lady Records. And the song Hot Topic, which is quite a bit of a hit compared to most of the songs I've played so far tonight. But again, very irrelevant considering they're just listing off a bunch of amazing and influential women, and seeing as how it's March 5th, 3 days before International Women's Day, what better time than to showcase amazing women? So before La Tigre was The Liquors, and you may notice that the production values just shot up with La Tigre song, and they're not even that hi-fi, but compared to most of the songs I've played so far, I guess you could say they are hi-fi. Anyway, The Liquors from a compilation, The Cha-Cha Cabaret, which was put together by Miss Lady Hand Grenade in 1997, and a.k.a. Jen Smith, who I believe is a musician herself and formerly attached to Calvin Johnson of K Records, hence the label being on K. Song you heard by The Liquors was Leaving Texas Liquors, fronted by Sarah Duger out of Portland, and I'm not sure what she's doing these days, actually. There aren't too many bands that are still going from the list I've played up until now. Before The Liquors were a couple of Vancouver bands, the Vancouver Knights, from the compilation The Good Jacket Presents Vancouver Special. And a song you heard was Nykoon Park. Very catchy, nice song. Other bands on here were The New Pornographers, The Battles, Pepper Sun, Secret 3, The Radio, Kaposi Park, Jerk with a Bomb, Riff Randall's, and there's 24 tracks in total. There's a great photo on the inside cover of all the bands, most of the band's musicians all together in front of the Good Jacket in 1999. It's a very cute photo. And starting off the set was Mechanormal, also from Vancouver, from compilation called Throw, Yo-Yo Studio compilation. And Yo-Yo Studios was run by Pat Malley. I'm not sure if it's still going. Pat Malley was responsible for Yo-Yo A-Go-Go, which were a couple of festivals that ran, again, in the early to mid-90s, which featured really great up-and-coming indie bands that went on to become big and not so indie, such as Beck, who played, I think, at the second Yo-Yo A-Go-Go. That was in Olympia, Washington, of course. And the Mechanormal song you heard was One More Safe. So it's 7:25. I'll be here until 8, so I'm just going to keep playing good stuff. The oldies set is over, so now I'm pleased to play some brand new stuff, to me at least, starting off with the magical Veda Hilly.
This spring is the one that other springs were trying for, other seasons aim to be the perfect light on perfect trees. The birds are brighter. Blossoms Mountains have achieved their peak. Explosions in electric leaves. Ridiculous abundance. The air attacks my lungs. The warm pale yellow sun. It knocks me down, it slays me. So many perfect, lively things this spring is the one. I see it because you are gone. Seemed sure around the new year. Now it's April, love is just a ghost. Spring arrived on time, only what became of you, dear? Spring can really. Thank you.
Radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh in the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite
indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground, Thursdays noon to 1.
I were a man and you a dog. If I were a man and you a dog, I'd throw a stick for you. If I were a man and you a dog, I'd throw a stick for you. If I were a dog and you a man, I'd throw a fit for you. If I were a dog and you a man, I'd throw a fit for you.
Oh, 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 oh.
Potato chip, potato chip, patata 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 patata.
Oh, 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 oh.
Potato chip, potato chip, patata 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 patata.
Isn't that a cute song? Well, I guess some of you may not call it cute, but I thought it was pretty nifty. That was Deer Hoof with the song You Dog, in parentheses, aka Kids Are So Small. And that's off of the compilation David Shrigley's Word Noodles, a two-disc set on Tom Lab Records. And this is basically 39 bands interpreting the lyrics from David Shrigley's Worried Noodles songbook, which was published in 2005. And these are the lyrics by some pretty interesting bands. David Byrne actually is on this, as is Final Fantasy, Mount Eerie, Scout Niblet, and I believe Nick Kurgovich from No Kids and Piano is on this twice. Phil Evram and Nick Kurgovich sing Whatcha Doin'. And on disc two, there is a No Kids song, or No Kids are singing another song. So there you go. Pretty interesting. And before Deer Hoof was Mia Doy Todd from her new album, Gia. And the song you heard was Sleepless Nights. She has a very unique voice or singing style. I can't figure out what it is, but it's quite lovely. And she will be coming to town, actually, at the end of this month, March 31st, with Jose Gonzalez, and that is at St. Andrew's Wesley Church. And before Mia Doy Todd was Ida, one of my favorite bands from their brand new album, Lover's Prayers, and that's on Polyvinyl Record Company, and the song Worried Mind Blues. Not quite sure, I'm not a huge fan of the blues in that way, but it was a good song, and most of the album sounds pretty good. I haven't heard it all, but I'm sure it's all great. Ida needs to come play here, so if any of you out there have that power to bring them, then you should. And starting off the set was Veda Hilly from Vancouver, from her new album This Riot Life, and the song This Spring, which I was fortunate enough to hear her perform with the Standing Wave Ensemble a while ago, a few months ago, and it was amazing, absolutely amazing live, and the recorded version is quite great too. The string arrangements are by Giorgio Magnanensi, who's the artistic director of Vancouver New Music and a composer in his own right. So it's 18 minutes until 8 o'clock. This version of And Sometimes Why, it's almost over, ends at 8. This is the International Women's Day celebration show. You've been hearing lots of women, so we're celebrating. I'm just going to keep playing some more stuff Coming up right now is something new from Monad.
Si tu regardes mes yeux, tu y verras l'esprit, lira l'intelligence. Si tu regardes mieux, ou encore par inadvertance, tu y verras toute ma bêtise. Tu pourras voir son revengeance de la misère, de la traîtrise. Tu verras dans mes yeux tout l'éclat de la vie et ma divinité, le monstre que je suis. Tu verras le fond de mon cœur, la cruauté, mon ennemi, le défilé de la douleur, la vérité, le grand conflit. Intérieur, mon ennemi, c'est moi, masqué par un acteur. On croit savoir où est le mal, sa projection, ce pauvre diable, sur les béquilles de la morale, marche l'inconnu et la vie sale.
Le sacrifice.
I am putting all this down. works.
Listening to And Sometimes Why on CITR 101.9 FM, and you just heard Katie Stelmanis, and she's pretty amazing. She seems fairly or extremely classically trained. She has written, performed, recorded, and produced this album called Join Us. You heard the title track, and I believe that she's from Toronto, but it's very hard to find that out. With a little bit of research, even. But I do know it's distributed by Blox Recording Club, which is the Toronto label. So that's my guess. She's Canadian, at least. And before that was Tender Forever from her album Wider on K Records and the song I'm So Tired. Nice little ditty. And starting off the set was Monad from Monstro Cosmic on Two Pure Records out of New York, I think. And this project is a side project or a solo project of Leticia Sadier from Stereo Lab. This is their, I think, third album. And apparently they will be supporting Stereo Lab on tour in April and May. So that's a lot of work for Leticia Sadier. So anyway, I'm going to leave you with a couple Canadian bands, starting off with the Green Belt Collective, which is local, and followed by, if we have time, Jane Vane and the Dark Matter. Coming up right, well, in about 7 minutes, is Folk Oasis with your lovely host, Val Cormier. And I should tell you, since I spent this whole show blabbering on about International Women's Day, that Friday, March 7th, is an International Women's Day for CITR. So tune in all day, and there'll be special programming in honor of International Women's Day. So I'm going to stop talking. Thank you for listening. This show will be podcasted soon. So if you wanted to listen to anything again, then you should go to CITR.ca and download the podcast. So without further ado, here is the Greenbelt Collective. I will be back first Wednesday of April. Good night.
I want decide who exactly I am.